from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about a symphony anniversary, we're walking a fireproof fashion runway, and we're chewing the fat. David Wigan and I do that every week. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's begin with something out of sight.
Yeah, come on,
doing the twist here in the studio. That's primitive rock and roll from an L.A. band that harkens back to the Hollywood clubs of the early 60s. It's the Out of Sights, and they have this habit, I think, of wearing white turtlenecks and blazers, which makes them look like some mutation of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, but they also wear sharkskin suits, which I think
That's really nice.
Yeah. I remember when I had one of those things. There's such an L.A. band. Chris Sprague is the lead singer. His dad was a musician and performed with big bands like Woody Herman and so forth. And he says that he really sort of experienced the 50s from the point of view of the 70s when with shows like Happy Days and movies like American Graffiti and so forth. And, you know, he's carried on that tradition. That music has never gone out of style. I can't think of a band that is just more fun to listen to.
The Out of Sights play two nights at Winter's Tavern in Pacifica tonight and Saturday. Then they're at Don Quixote's in Felton on Sunday and off on an international tour. And that's our cheap thrill. $10 at Winter's Tavern, 12 in advance at Don Quixote's. We don't cover fashion much or not at all, really. I don't think it's art necessarily. But this item is so cool. The Crucible, the industrial arts hub in West Oakland, has tasked designers with an almost spiritual quest. Create fashions that celebrate fire, air, water, and earth. Right?
That's right. Yeah. Wait, wasn't that a band?
Yes, it was.
It's the Earth, Wind, and Fire show. No, actually, the Crucible is just endlessly creative. These people have been around for like 15 years. Their whole point is to mix art with industry, with community. And so there is this thing called Haute Couture, which is going to feature fashion involving those things, as well as, you know, a lot of sound and sight and explosives and, you know, bring your asbestos underwear.
And a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Showtime for Haute Couture is 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night at the Crucible in Oakland. Something fresh sounding now from 1981.
I could be responsible for the right to protect. If the bucket is a beast, live a life of surrender. I love to watch their minds moving inside the eye. You can't make them change. Sometimes they just
The song is See You in the Boneyard. It does sound like they're in the graveyard, actually. But Flesh Eaters was a legendary punk band featuring some great musicians who've gone on to other things. And they've been reformed by their lead, Chris D.
Yeah, that's right. It features, you know, John Doe from X. And they're really like an absolute super group, of definitely from the punk movement, but with a lot of influences of jazz and other forms as well. Kind of reunited, you know, for a little while, and this is the second reuniting, and couldn't come at a better time. They're really fantastic.
Yeah, the Flesh Eaters play tonight at the Great American Music Hall. We have time just for a shout-out now to American Ballet Theater star Wendy Whalen, who in her own words is a dinosaur because she's 47, which makes us, we're extinct already, David.
Yeah, right. Speak for yourself.
But she's still dancing. It's so wonderful.
She is still dancing, and she's bringing several duets to San Francisco, and I think she's definitely any dance fan wants to see this.
Yeah, her show Restless Creature is at the Yerba Buena Center for the Performing Arts Thursday and next Friday. More classical arts now from a veteran string quartet. The members of the Alexander String Quartet are celebrating their 33rd season making music together in San Francisco. And this is thanks to a unique three-way residency or sponsorship, SF Performances, SF State, and the Morrison Chamber Music Center.
You know, I've said this before, chamber music is such a delicate, wonderful form. And I know when I was younger, I thought, oh, well, you have to have 150 people on stage in order to really make wonderful music. And later, as I got older, maybe my hearing changed, I really began to appreciate chamber music quite a bit, and this is a great organization.
Yeah, the Alexander String Quartet plays a matinee and evening performance at the Mondavi Center in Davis on Sunday. Then they do shows at SF Jazz on the 17th and later in January in Berkeley. I think smaller venues are best for this. And I just had a birthday, but it didn't draw as big a crowd as the one expected this coming week for a guy named Michael, who happens to conduct the San Francisco Symphony. We're going to hear something he was playing about 30 years ago. That's Michael Tilson Thomas. He's a pretty good pianist too, as well as leading the San Francisco Symphony for 20 years,
yeah.
And he just turned 70. So this is a big deal. It's a great season for him.
It is a great season. I mean, the actual birthday concert will be on the 15th. In addition to that, the symphony has a brand new venue in Davies Symphony Hall called Soundbox.
Yeah, which I went to a couple weeks ago, and it was wonderful. It's an amazing
really
sounding
is.
Environment.
Yeah, the only thing I have to tell people is that it's hard to figure out the information of what's playing there because it's not on the symphony website. They have their own website, sfsoundbox.com. All the shows are, you know, usually sold out pretty quickly, including tonight's. But, you know, the great thing is that Michael is continuing to be as curious and adventurous as ever, as we all have known since he first got here. You know, it's never changed. He's always interested in the new, and it's one of the reasons the San Francisco Symphony is really in the forefront of great American orchestras.
So Soundbox weekend concerts are sold out already for this weekend. Watch for the next show in February. And MTT's birthday concert is Thursday night, kicking off a celebratory pair of concerts next weekend featuring Stravinsky's A Soldier's Tale. And they have guests Elvis Costello as the narrator and Malcolm McDowell as the devil. Good casting.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on these shows and lots more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.